The following recording has a number of different options available to you. The first is the recording of the current Daf Yomi 13th cycle, and it's done rather rapidly, without great detail. That's followed by a very fast review that enables you to go over the Daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by a recording of the Daf Yomi from the previous cycle, done at greater length, more detail, and also with a different ambience, a different audience. You can use one for your original learning and one for your review, but whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Shabbat brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, Daf Kuf Chav Tet, and we are at Kuf Chav Chet Amud Beit at the two dots, 5 lines up from the bottom. So we said if we need to bring oil on Shabbat, the way to bring it, if we can't get enough in the kaf to be mishana from the normal carrying, you can take it in your hair. Problem is, to get it out of the hair, you got to squeeze it out of the hair. So wouldn't that be asur? As the Gemara typically mishum schita. So then, what is the point over here? If you're trying to avoid chilul Shabbat by carrying it in a way that is not standard carrying, but you're going to be squeezing it out of the hair, and that's going to be doing the malach of schita anyway. Rabba Rav Yosef de'amra tavayu ein schita b'se'ar. The point is that hair is really hard. It isn't bolea. And the appearances of schita that come because of essentially the equivalent of capillary attraction, where you have the oil being held up against the hair and then being squeezed out, is being squeezed from the surface. It's not being squeezed really from anything inside, and therefore it doesn't have resemblance to the malacha from where we learn schita. Ravashi Amar Afilu Tema Yesh Schita B'Seyar. You don't have to even come onto that, says Ravashi. Because maybe all that it means is to carry a jar of oil tied to your hair. In other words, it means Shalor Kederach Hotza'ah. So maybe Ila Bikli Derach Sara. The point being to come at Efshel Shnuye Bishanina, and whatever changes we can make, being as a Yoledet is in a position of a normal human activity, we don't treat it the way that we treat a normal holy, in which we don't try even to make these kind of distinctions. And it's possible to do it with the shinui, we do it. Omar of Yeron Rishmu, Chaya kol zman shakever patuach, bein amrat tzrichani, bein lo amrat tzrichani, mechalalin alei at haShabbat. So when it comes to a woman who was given birth, as long as the cervix is still dilated. Now, we'll see, it doesn't really mean that. What it means, that kever patuach is halachically patuach. It doesn't mean we actually measure dilation. So whether this woman says, I need you to be mechal Shabbat for me, or whether she does not say, I need you, or that we would be mechal Shabbos for her, whether she says she needs it or not, nistama kever, once there's no more dilation, again, this is halachically, after a certain number of days, we're assuming after the birth, so then bein amrat tzrichani, bein lo amrat tzrichani. Now, this girsa is also not the girsa of the Rosh, not the way that we pass it. So that whether she says, I need you to be mechal Shabbos, whether she says, I don't need you to be mechal Shabbos for me, ein mechalalin aleihat haShabbat. The Rosh's girsa is that if she says tzrichani mechalalin aleihat haShabbat, and then if she doesn't say tzrichani, then ein mechalalin aleihat haShabbat, and then the question is whether all of this, but I forgot to mention, all of this is, of course, we don't have a professional opinion. So in other words, the assumption over here, Rashi uses the assumption being, well, other women say that this is, or other Rishonim say it's just a function of what is, not somebody needs to say it. It's whatever appears on Wikipedia, whatever you're supposed to normally do. Rav Ashi Matnehachi, that's where Rav Ashi has it. Now, my Zutra Matnehachi, Amar Rav Yerav Shmuel, Chaya, Kozman Shaya Kefa Patua, Bein Amra Tzricha Ani, Bein Amra Ein Tzricha Ani, Mechavadina Le'at HaShabbat. So here, no matter what she would say, we would be mechalal Shabbos for her. Even if she says, I don't need you to be mechalal the Shabbat for me, we still are mechalalin alea et haShabbat. We pay no attention to her, and we actually are mechalal Shabbos. Even if she says, beferush, I feel fine, I don't need anything, we assume that she doesn't really have a good hold on what's happening to her, and she's confused.
Cool off.
If it was already nistam akever, amrat zichani mechalalin alea et haShabbat, Lo amrat tzrichani, ein mechalalin alei at haShabbat. And then the omelet revealed in Marima. Marzutra matni lekula, and Ravashi is matni lechumra. Now, basically, we have two approaches here. Which one do we take? Hilchata keman. Omelet hilchata kemarzutra. We certainly will follow the kula. Because when it comes to a halakhic question about whether we should be mechalal Shabbat based on a nefashot, Suffolk nefashot is always lahakel. So what we need to do is always to be mechal al Shabbat, which to be machner on the possibility of there being any physical danger, and to be mekel when it comes to the Shabbat. Now these words that we were using, which are p'tichat hakever or nistam hakever, what defines that halachic? Basically, at the time when she would be sitting now already in the delivery room, propped up and ready to deliver. Ravuna Breder of Yeshua Omer, Mishash Adam Shotet Vioreit. As soon as she begins bleeding, it's already considered to be Ptichat HaKever. Others say, even without that, Mishash Chavrotel Nosoto Taba Agapea, where she no longer can walk and she needs to be supported by someone on either side. Admatai Ptichat HaKever, and up until what time do we halachically consider there to still be Ptichat HaKever for Sakana? Omer by Shor Sheyamim. Rav Amir Bishpeh Rav Yehuda, 7 days, and some say 30 days. Now there's a machlokas over here whether this is a machlokas or whether this is a reference to the sugya that is now about to begin, which tells us that there are three different shiurim when it comes to Yoledet, where we have different chumras regarding Chilul Shabbos based on how long after the birth it is, and that is 3, 7, and 30. So that 3, 7, and 30 that we're about to learn about in the Naradoi could be that that is exactly what we're referring to over here, and we don't really have a machloket at all between these shitot, because Amar Naradai, there are 3 shiurim for delivery, so that would be Shlosha Yamim, Shiva Yamim, and Shlosha Yamim, Shloshim Yamim. Shlosha Yamim, there, we don't listen to her. Bein Amra Tzirchani, Bein Amra Lo Tzirchani, doesn't matter what she says. We certainly will be Mechal Nimaleat HaShabbat to do whatever we need to do. 7 days, meaning between the end of the third day and the 7 days, Amrat Zirchani, if she says she needs, and we paskin that it really doesn't matter here, the professional opinion doesn't matter, even if the doctors insist there's absolutely nothing wrong with her, she does not need Chilul Shabbos, we have a klal that a person, a lev, recognizes Marat Nafsho, a person recognizes how they feel, and whether that means that actually she may be in touch with something that's not showing up on the monitor, or whether it means that it really doesn't matter because psychologically she's convinced that she needs it and it doesn't necessarily have any physical implications, but her psychological well-being is absolutely essential for her recovery. It doesn't matter because either way, as we know, we're Mechal Shabbos for psychological danger as well. So whether she says, if she says I need it, then whether the doctors agree or not, we're going to listen to her. And Mechal Nina Le'alta Shabbat. If she insists that I know that I'm fine, that lo tzrichani. So if it's after 3 days, then ein mechal nimot haShabbat. From that point, the end of the 7 days, to the end of the 30 days, even if she says, I'm telling you I need this, we're not mechal nimot haShabbat. She's not no longer considered to be a chola sheyesh bo sakana, but she does have a din of a chola. And therefore, just like any other chola, osin ayedei armai, anything that she requires, we will ask a goy to do. And there was no gezerah of amira la'akum when it comes to someone who is ill. Rav Ula Bereid Rav Yiloi, who said, even though normally we are very careful not to tell a goy to do something, when it comes to the need of anybody who's ill, even if they're in no way endangered, we do not have a problem telling a goy straight out to do it. Rav Nuna. Yomar Rav Nuna. Davar she'in bo sakana, still, omer l'nochri v'oseh. Omer v'yura m'shmo, l'chaya 30 yom. You need to have 30 days for something from birth. What are you talking about? L'may hilchata. 30 days for what purpose? Amin arda l'tfilah. Before allowing this woman to go to the mikveh, where she can get a chill, she needs to wait 30 days from the birth. It's only if she does not have her husband nearby. If she has her husband nearby, he could always turn her on and get her hot, and just if she goes to the mikveh, if she cools off, then a little bit of relations will go a long way. And there was actually a maisa. Remember, Rava was married personally in Rava's life. This is why he's the author of this halacha. Bartek, Rav Chisda's daughter was married to Rava, as you'll remember from many Gemaras. And she went to the mikveh within 30 days, and he was out of town. And she took a terrible chill, and they brought her in an ambulance to him for sex, just to get her warmed up. So Amtuya Le'arsabatre, the Rav Pumbedita, they brought her all the way to Pumbedita because she was in danger of catching pneumonia or something.
Into a coat?
Coat only warm. It's nothing like sex. Come on, I'm clearly what you're talking, man. But a coat only keeps ambient heat. If somebody is freezing, you ever try warming up with a coat?
That's true, I suppose.
That's right. We won't.
Amr, we'll talk about it. We're about to talk about a fire. Amr Vira Amr Shmuel, Osin Medura L'Chaya B'Shabbat. You're allowed to make a fire for a woman who has given birth. And he thought that that meant that it's Dafka, Savumina L'Chaya, but not for normal Chola. And he thought that that meant only B'Mota B'Shamim. But that's where it's freezing. But I mean, if it's warm outside, why would we have to make a fire? But that is not true. V'lo hi lo shna chaya, lo shna chole, lo shna imot ha-gishamim, lo shna imot ha-chama. Really doesn't make any difference, because basically, as v'ni yitmar om rav chiva rov v'nom Shmuel, somebody was mekiz dam. So he had a bloodletting. And he got a chill. Then the din is osim lo medura, filu b'tkufat tamuz, he'd be in the middle of the summer. If he feels the chill, he needs to be warm. Doesn't matter if everybody else thinks he's crazy, and they're all sitting in the air conditioning. Shmuel actually ran out of fuel and he caught a chill, and they burned this extreme. How do you say tidar in English? Anybody remember? Is it teak?
Could,
huh? Teak?
Antique.
No. It's a type of wood. It might be teak. It was very expensive. Tidhar. Shaga. Anyway, a very expensive chair that he had that was made out of rare woods.
And
you have teak?
It says from last year, last cycle,
uh-huh.
Teak.
Okay, so then that's
teak. It fits the context.
Yeah. So anyway, he burned it in a fireplace because he needed to warm up, and he thought he had fuel, and he didn't. Rav Yehuda, Tzorchalei Petura de Yuna. It's a type of cedar. A bench, they had to burn for him. L'Rabba, Tzorchalei Shashifa, they had to burn once a shashaf, a footstool. Yomalei Abaye L'Rabba. How could you do this? What are you doing? Listen, Bal Tashchit of my body is worth a lot more to me. Adifli from the Bal Tashchit of my footstool, you know. You gotta take into consideration what's most important. You know, if you gotta sell your roof beams because you can't afford to buy a pair of shoes, sell your roof beams, buy a pair of shoes. Yikav min alim l'raglav. Yikiz dam ve'en lo mayokal. If you're in a position where you've weakened yourself by giving blood, you don't have what to eat, sell all the shoes off your feet and buy a seudah for them. What exactly do we mean by a tzorchei seudah? I mean, how do we define that? My tzorchei seudah. Rav says, look, after bloodletting, you should be eating meat. Shmuel says you should have some wine. Rav amar basar, because he says, look, it's nafsha chalaf nafsha. You've lost blood, so you need things with a high iron content and the same type of organic materials are going to be able to replace the blood. Shmuel says, man, it's the color that counts. You got some wine, red instead of red. That's what we need. Good red-blooded people need lots of red-blooded wine. Shmuel, b'yomet avad milsa, avad le'tafshili le'takli. Now Shmuel, personally, was a doctor. When he would have a bloodletting, he would make a tafshil of spleen. A tremendous amount of blood in the spleen. Rabbi Yochanan would drink, and he would drink out an afik tiyo mi'une. You could actually sniff the wine coming out of his ears. Rav Nachman would drink out the coffee tachli till he had his own spleen sitting there in so much wine that he was pickling his own spleen. Rav Yosef Shati had enough in the rivda de kusilta. Rav Yosef had enough to drink that the smell would come out in the needle used for drawing the blood. Rava Mahader Achamra Bar Tlata Tarfin. Rava would try to get wine that was really well aged wine. So the vine had already gone through three cycles by the time he drank it. Well, Rav Nachman Yitzchak told the Talmidim there, listen, Bamtuta Minayif, I'm asking, do me a favor. If you're going to get your blood let, tell your wives, Nachman's coming, meaning himself. Nachman's coming for a visit. That way she'll make something really nice and you'll have a good food, you know. A little white lie goes a long way. And I want to tell you something. You're not allowed to do something that is a fake out in the marketplace, except what I'm about to tell you, but don't try this at home. But Bar Mihai Arman, this is mutter because it's a sakana. Look, I'm on David Milta, Veloev Charlotte. A guy has no money, he doesn't have anything to drink, and he's let blood. So what he should do is Lishko Zuzamaka, take a coin which most people will not accept. Okay, so you go with what they would do then, of course, just like you do in an ice cream store, is you try a little bit of ice cream, you know. And normally you're not allowed to try the ice cream, you're not going to buy the ice cream. But you're going to buy the ice cream, it's just that the guy's going to tell you, I will not accept that credit card. Well, what can you do? Sorry. That's basically what you do. In the wine store, it says, gotta try a little bit of that. And then, yeah, okay, I'd like a bottle of that. And you hand them this credit card. This is a mock. No, I don't want to say, okay, fine. And then you go to the next store. So you do this, you know, seven stores. By the time you go to seven stores, you've already had a Revita, so that should save you. At the time, sure, Revita.
Good under advice.
Be low. And if that doesn't do it for you, you know, like chef time Ufmata, you should eat seven dark dates. And leash of Mishka Betside, then take some oil, rub it into your temple, and then go to sleep in the sun and get really hot. Ablet was Shmuel's friend. He was a Goyish doctor. And Shmuel and Ablet used to have a lot of discussions about medicine and philosophy. See, you find Shmuel, who is basically sunbathing. There he is, Gani Bashimsha. Now, they didn't believe that it was a very good idea to sunbathe. So he says to him, Chachima de Yehudai, oh, great Jewish philosopher, Bisha Miavitava, something bad, suddenly good. How do you come to do this sunbathing? I told him, well, actually, I had some blood let today, so I needed the heat. So. Yumada kozer, but that wasn't really true. What Shmuel knew is that there's one particular day in the year that it is good to be exposed to the sun. It's the day that the Tkufat Tammuz falls in. But he said, I'm not going to tell that to him. You know, this is professional secret. So, Sava lo iglana. Somebody who thinks he could just run around to these, you know, these Yom HaTramat Dam, like certain people in this room, and keep giving blood, you know, and it's no problem. And then they don't get something good. They used to give out ice cream, actually. Remember, they get free Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Anyway, but if the person is Mako and doesn't drink, so then Mekilin lo mizonatav min hashamayim. Min hashamayim, they're not going to be careful to give him a parnos, let me tell you. Because what they say is, you know, this guy doesn't care. We can't care more than he cares about himself. So, al chayav lo chas, ani achuzalat. Rav Shmuel damit av ha'man david milta, someone who has gotten his blood taken, lo leit avech dekorech zil, zika. He should not sit in a place where there is any kind of wind. Because Dilma Shafila Umna, you know, these guys get a little bit, what's that?
Drafts.
Don't sit where there's any draft, because these guys that are taking your blood, they get carried away sometimes. You ever walk into Kupat Cholim, they got 40 things, they just keep thinking, is there anything left, you know? Well, they never happened to you. Yeah. They keep sucking it out. Yeah. they have the vacuum pack. Boom, next, boom. So, anyway, you sort of wonder, is there anything left? Well, just in case they take a little bit too much, you know, you may be left with only your avias of dam, just enough to live on. And then comes along the wind and dries up a little bit, you know, and that's it. You're dead. And then, Zika v'sharif b'nei v'atidite sakanah. Look, it's a dangerous situation. Shmuel used to be very careful, and he would only be make his dam in a place of Rav Ovid Milta Bebeta, the Shavla Venaya Varicha, that the walls were so thick, they were about like these Rova walls that we have. So they were seven building blocks plus an Aricha, which is a half a building block, each one being three Tvachim, and the Aricha being only one and a half. That's how wide the wall was. Anyway, one day he went into one of these, you know, safe buildings, and he went ahead and he took his treatment, we make his done. And he really didn't feel good afterwards. So he checked the width of the wall. Sure enough, it was missing that ariach, that half levena. Should have checked before. He found out that it was missing an ariach. Rabbi Shmuel Darmet Avayu, my man, the oven milta, lita midi, vohadar lefer. Somebody who's had bloodletting should always eat before going outdoors. Because if not, if you happen to walk by somebody who's dead, that's not a good idea, you see, because then, I mean, there's a lot of walking dead out there, you know. So, because then ipaga b'shichva yarka apa, he's gonna turn green or yellow actually, so he could get some hepatitis. And ipaga b'man nekata nafshu, there's a lot of murderers out there. You walk by a murderer before you had something to drink, you could die. In ipaga b'davar acher, if you meet one of those things, otherwise known as a piggy. Koshel adover acher, that's bad for those things, otherwise known as tzarat. Rav Shmuel Darmit Avayu, Haim Adavit Milta Lishay Purt Avad Aleikum, somebody who had some blood, like, don't stand up right away. Okay, just take it easy. Don't stand up, you're very dizzy. Would you believe it? Would you believe it? At the inauguration. Can you imagine? He believes nobody here, so he's close to the door. He's never learned. The Omarma, because we learned that there are five things, Chamishat Devarim, Krovim Lamitah Yoter Min HaChayim. Let me tell you something, you do this, and you stand up at the wrong time, and you're closer to death than to life, you know? You just eat, and you stand up right after that challenge. Oh my God. Shatav Yamad, you had a couple of good shots, and then you get up, boom. Yashan Vamad, there you were sleeping, and all of a sudden you jump out of bed, everybody knows. Oh, and that's awful, palpitations, terrible. Hikiz Dan Vamad, or Shimesh Mitatova Amad, all very dangerous. Omar Shmuel, Pursa the Dama, look, the way to spread out these bloodlettings, Kotlat in Yuman, every 30 days is not a bad idea. But Bein HaPrakim, when you get a little bit older, you know, you're over 40, Yima'et, maybe make it once every 2 months. You know. Bein HaPrakim, you get a little older yet, you're 60. Maybe every 3 months, you know. The Omar Shmuel, Pursa the Dama, and also the days that you should use for bloodletting is only Chad B'Shabbata, either on a Sunday, or on Arba'ah, or Mala Shabbata, on a Wednesday or on a Friday. But do not let blood on a Monday or on a Thursday. Reason for that? If you're very sure that you've got such schut avot that no matter what you do, they're not going to get you in the Bezdin Shalmala or the Bezdin. I mean, Mondays and Thursdays, those are days of pure din, you know? Because not only up in the Shamayim, where all the time they're looking at you, but they even have Monday and Thursdays Bezdin Shalmatas, Yoshev. That's not a good time to do something that has any danger associated with it. So, Mish Yesh Schut Avot, Niyakiz Dam B'Sheni B'Chamishi, She'Beitin Shema'ala V'Shalmata, Shavin Ke'achat. But why not on a Tuesday? B'Tlata B'Shabbata, my time alone. Ah, that's because, you see, Kaimale Ma'adim B'Zugin. You have Mars in the even hours, and when Mars, which is the god of war, it's a mazel of blood, that is a bad idea for, because that's where Puranut come from and so on. Now, this is the source of the Chabad myth that I spoke about once. Never say Kiddush at past 5 o'clock in the afternoon, between 5 and 6. Yeah, this is basic. It's not Greek, it's actually every single, it's amazing. It's every single society on earth has this unbelievable structure. I mean, I just copied, you know. Welsh, Spanish, Gaelic, Sardinian, Romanian, Portuguese, Old Portuguese, Neapolitan, Max, Latin, Italian, Irish, Interlingua, Edo, Galician, Friuland, French, Filipino, Esperanto, Croatian, Cornish, Catalan, Greek, Ancient Greece, Albanian. I mean, it just goes on and on. That's only like the Western stuff, or the Indian stuff.
Okay, and they all
named the days of the week according to this ration. Now here's how it goes. Okay. So remember in ancient astronomy, here's your printout with the Rashi, I put it on. Basically, the ancient astronomy, considering a geocentric universe, so the mazalot that it had, there were these seven mazalot, which include whatever is moving around the Earth. So it's the sun and the moon, and then the planets that were essentially visible to them. And so because of that, they had this structure in which I copied here from Rashi, which has the moment of Maisa Bereishis, which is marked over here, okay? So the moment of Maisa Bereishis, you had Saturn that was in the sky at the beginning of the first hour of Yom Revi'i, which was the Ma'orot. And then you have, from that time on, you have each hour is now ruled by another of the mazalot. So when we started over here with Saturn, we go from Saturn to Jupiter to Mars, and then move on to the Moon, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, what is this, Mercury, Venus, and so on. So now the question is, what is the first thing of the day? So using that system, it turns out that the first hour of the day on the first day of the week after Shabbos is the sun, Sunday. The first hour of the day on the second day of the week is the moon, which is Monday. The first thing of the day on the third day of the week is Mars, which we got now changed over to Mars Day, which in many languages, or we call it Tuesday because the Norse god is Tyr, so it became Tuesday. But these all the different gods that they used for these, every different language used the local god, but it was always the god that represented that power. So this was Mars Day. Now because of that, it turns out that if you move it up to the eighth hour, you're now at an even hour, because it's 7 hours from the beginning, that it'll come back again. That's an even hour. So early in the morning, we don't worry about it. Nobody's going to do Hakkasa. Late at night, people don't usually do Hakkasa. But over here, it turns out that right at the switchover, we got Mars. Uh-oh, bad sign. Right? This goes on. Now, Mercury, which becomes, again, Mercury, right, or Mercury, or Woden, in the Norse god, became Wednesday, named after Woden. Thursday is Jupiter Day, which is Thor, so Thor Thursday. Friday is Freya, which is Venus. Again, in another language now, Vendredi, for French, that's Venus Day. Yeah. And Saturday is Saturn, which is where Saturn is, surely. So all of the languages took basically this Rashi's for here and turned that into the name of the day is named after the first mazel that is Mishamish in that day. It's remarkable.
From night or from
not
morning?
Not from the morning. From the morning. From the morning. Daybreak, yeah. Now, there are other cultures that the day runs from different points, not like this. So there may be some changes. In China has got instead of gods, they have the air, earth, fire, so on. But there too, Mars is connected fires, and they'll use fire for them. But again, so whatever this is, so again, what happened with Chabad is it's, oh, okay, so that means at that hour, it's Mars. If you look at your clock, it must be Mars time. So don't say Kiddush because it's Buchan Buranut. Doesn't say anything about 5 hours on your clock, between 5 and 6 o'clock. The Berhetov doesn't bring that down. Yes, but it has nothing to do with what your watch says. But anyway. Okay, so moving on. So therefore, you should avoid Monday and Thursday, but you should also avoid Mars Day. Okay. Ask the Gemara, but on Erev Shabbos, there's also times where Mars comes out bazooka, and this is exactly that issue, right? At that point of transition. But Kivan did so happen. How come you didn't say not to do it on Friday? Because Kivan did Doshu Beirabim Shomer Psoim Hashem. Basically, what happens over there is our klal on dangerous things is that nothing is dangerous if people don't view it as dangerous. Because then we consider it to be mutter because Rabim do it, and therefore, since it's a shomer psoim Hashem, some machlokas were shown him whether we have a right to rely, a chiv to rely. It's the same question about using birth control at times when it's dangerous to have children. Is that considered to be a chiv, or is it a heter? But this is basically the idea. If most people do it, so why would most people do a bloodletting on Erev Shabbos? Simply because most people were poor. And since they were poor, you want to make sure that you have a suda prepared. You have a suda for Shabbos anyway. And we said before, the Siddur for Shabbos is Dag Gadol. Dag Gadol is one of the best foods that we say elsewhere for Hakkasa, so therefore, it turns out to be very, very good. So even though that works out, that in that time, which is Friday, B'Sha'ah Shishit, which is why you don't say Kiddush, B'Sha'ah Shishit, that is considered to be Shem Rib Sayyim Hashem. Sh'om HaShmua, Revi'i, which is a Revi'i, which is the fourth day of the month, or Revi'i, which is the 14th day of the month, Arbesa, or Revi'i, which is the 24th day of the month, or a Revi'i, which does not have 4 days following it in the month, is dangerous for doing Hakkasa. The first day of the month, Rosh Chodesh, V'sheni Lo, will cause you to feel weak. Shlishi Lo is dangerous. Mala Yumatava, Erev, a normal Yontav, you'll feel weak. Mala yumatavadat sarta sakanta. But erev shvuas? Oh boy, that's dangerous. Because of that, Gozu Rabbanan akule mala yumatuv tava. The Rabbanan said not to ever on an erev yantav do hakazat dam because of erev shvuas. Mishum yumatavadat saras. And the reason is because nafik bezika, there's a terrible wind on erev that comes out for Shavuos, and therefore Erev Shavuos is dangerous. And the name of that wind is Tavoach, because that was what was ready to destroy the world if Klal Yisrael had not been Mekabel the Torah. So they were offered it. That's part of the Kof Aleihem Har Chagigas. You sure you're ready for this now, right? So if the Loayek Mekabel the Torah, Habe Tavoach would be Yisrael the Torah. That would have been the end of them. So that's always out there. You don't take any chances with the Tavoach. Omar Shmuel, if you eat right before HaKazah, I don't care what you eat. Even if you eat just one chita, well, that's about all your HaKazah is going to be good for. Your make is done, loik is elalot achita, because it doesn't have a systemic effect if you just eat before. And this is only where the hakazah is being done because you're ill. If, however, the hakazah is being done because you feel too much pressure from your blood, lukule mekil, there it's not a problem because you're not interested in having a systemic effect. You're just interested in relieving blood pressure. They actually do this. They found out that it actually works. Amekiz dam shtiyala altar achila at chatzi mil. So after akaza, drinking is immediate. Whoa. But achila up until a chatzi mil, walking from that time. Now, does that mean shtil alter mali? If you drink immediately, it's good for you, but after that, it's bad for you? Or after that, it's no longer useful, is all it means. I'll do him a lo kashi velo mali. Take, I don't know what it meant. Iboilo, what about achila? Say achila, up until a chatzi meal, that's when it's good. But if it's, does it have to be a chatzi meal, sorry, exactly? And before that or after that, it's bad? Or is it that a chatzi meal is the time that it helps you, but if you eat it some other time, it doesn't do anything one way or the other? Also, I don't know. Take it. Machri's Rav. Rav would announce, mea kari mezuzit. You know, pumpkins may not be great to eat, but they're selling 100 for a zuz, okay. Mea reishi mezuzit. Heads of animals are not too good to eat, you know, but if you can get 100 for a buck, I guess it's okay. But if you're going to have to pay more than that, it's just not worth it. But mea svami, velo klum. If they're selling 100 animal lips for free, forget it. Not good. Om Rav Yosef Yavina be Rav Huna. Oh, now I understand. When I used to learn at Rav Huna, there were days when nobody would show up. Or it was just like ridiculous. People would sit around wasting the whole day watching movies. It was human to mefakir be'rabbanan. And those days when everybody was just feeling lousy, nobody was in the mood to learn, they would call it a lip day. I never understand why they called it a lip day.
Lip day.
Human is fami. Now I understand. Lo yadana maika omar. Anyway, this is Rashi's chat. A little bit strange. The Rabbeinu Hanano has not mea kari, but mea karni. So remember that up until very recently, the people that used to do bloodletting were the barbers, which is why you have the barber pole outside of the barber shop. That's the red and the white barber pole. It's for the blood that the barber is going to also be letting. And that was standard until the middle of the last century. So they used to offer mea carne bezuzah. They would do a ton. We'll do 100 for a buck. You know, so if people couldn't afford to get haircuts, or they would do 100 heads. Okay, line up, boys, and we'll just give you all a baldy, right? So, okay, but mea svami, they would do for free. Now, if you need a beard cut or a mustache cut, if you already had your hair cut, you had the right to get that done for free. And that's what it meant, for lo klum. That's why it was called a yumid svami, for mustache cut. The koshrin hatabur. Moving on now, we talked about what it is that you can do for the newborn after we spoke about what to do for the mani. So kosher natabur, it says in the bright, the Tanarab, on a kosher natabur, Rabbi Yossi Omer, you can even cut the tabur. Tomnim ha-shilya, k'desh yachim havla. They used to believe that if you take the shilya, the afterbirth, if you cover it, that will help the child to warm up. Omer Shimon Ramliel, benot melachim tomnot b'sefalim shal shemen. So they would put the placenta inside of oil. Benot Ashirim would cover with Svogim Shel Tzemer. Benot Aniyim, couldn't afford Svogim Shel Tzemer, would use Mochim. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Abaravu, Omer Rav, Halachak Rav Yossi, that's how we pass it, you can be Chotchim. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Abaravu, Omer Rav, the Chachomim Mamodet Rav Yossi, that when you have twins, if you have any kind of connection between them, you need to cut it. So if you have a Tabur Shel Shnei Tinokot, that then you'd have to cut it anyway, because the movement of the babies pulls one off the other. So the menatche hadar. Von Rav Nachman Amar Bar 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 Ruah Omar Rav. The truth is that kol amor b'parashat tochacha osim l'chaya b'shabbat. Whatever was mentioned by Yecheskel as a tochacha to Bnei Yisrael for how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so cared for them and their lack of responsiveness, so it defines them. This is the pasuk that we read in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. And what it says over there is moladetayich b'yom moladet otach lo charat sharech v'mayim lo ruchat l'mishi v'umlach lo humlachat v'achtel lo uchtalt. And we darshan that, if that's the remez that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has used, the metaphor that he's using to talk about the care for Klal Yisrael as a newborn, so then those must be things that are generally done for newborn. So therefore, moladetayich b'yom moladet otach. So we darshan each one. Moladetayach b'yom huledet. What is moladetayach is referring to? Mikan shemialdinat avlad b'shabbat. These are things that need to be done. So whatever we need to do in order to support the actual leda, we will do, including handling the actual vlad itself. Not like by the behema, where we will only support it. Lo karat sharech mikan shechotchina tabor. It says your navel was not cut. Okay, so obviously that is what you're supposed to do, right? And this is like Rav Yossi said. Ubamayim lo ruchatz l'mishi. From here you see that you're supposed to be rochatzina vlad b'shabbat. And umlach lo humlach. It means that clearly mikan shemolchina vlad. You use some salt water on the vlad in order for to keep the skin tight. Oh man, this is quite a time. Achtelo uchtalt does not refer to what we call today chitulin. It refers to lefufe yinuka. Lefufe avlad b'shabbat, not to be confused with what we spoke about before, asuva yinuka, which was actually handling the various evorim. Again, they used to believe unless you wrapped a baby tight or, you know, pulled it.
Swaddle?
To swaddle. That's what it's referring to here. And before we had that you don't do on Shabbos, that was talking about actually taking each aver and putting it into position and so on. Otherwise, these babies are going to look weird. You know, they're throwing their hands and feet all over the place. Heaven only knows what they'll do to themselves. So, mikan shem lafafim avlad b'shabbat, hadran alach mefanin. And tomorrow we get to Rebbe Eliezer, who speaks about all the dinim of Mila. We knew we were getting there, right? Because we already introduced it in this part. Bring it in your hair. Typically, mishum smita. Rabbi Rav Yossi damar tavayu, ein sechita b'seyar. Ravashi Amar, afilu teima yesh sechita b'seyar. It means meviela in a kli attached to the sarah. The kamad efshar l'shnuye mishan inan. Omrev yonom reshmuo chaya, kol zman shakever patuach, ben omrat zirchani, ben omrat zirchani, bechalalin alea et ha-shabbat. Nistam ha-kever, ben omrat zirchani, ben omrat zirchani, ein bechalalin alea et ha-shabbat. However, remember that there are very different girsaot here. The girs of the Rosh is omrat zirchani, bechalalin, lo omrat zirchani, ein bechalalin, which is the reflected in how the Shulchan Aruch passed. That's Rav Ashi. Mar Zurtu Mati Achi, Om Rav Yonam Rishmul Chaya, Koz Vancha Kever Patua, Bein Amra Tzrichani, Bein Amra Im Tzrichani, Mechalalin Aleh Ata Shabbat. Nistama Kever, Amra Tzrichani, Mechalalin Aleh Ata Shabbat, Lo Amra Tzrichani, Im Mechalalin Aleh Ata Shabbat. Om Alei Ravina Marimar. You know, Mar Zurtra was Matni Lekula, Rav Ashi was matni l'chumra. How do we do it? Yochot ha'kaban amalei alok ha'mazurta, because something defashot lakel. Me'imotai p'tichat ha'kever. Omer abayim misha'a sh'teishev al ha'mashber. Revuna b'reda Revi Yoshua. Omer misha'a sh'adam shotet v'yorev. V'amel misha'a sh'chavroteh nas'ot ota ba'agapeh. Ad matai p'tichat ha'kever? Abayim shlosha yamim. Rav omer mishpeid Revi Yereshiva. Amel ha'shloshim. The truth is, there's a din of shlosha yamim, there's a din of shiva yamim, there's a shloshim yamim. So shloshim yom. Shlosha ben amrat zichani, ben amrat lo zichani, mechalin alat ha-shabbat. Shivayamim, meaning between the end of the third day and the seventh. Amra tzichani mechalina leta shabbat, amra lo tzichani mechalina leta shabbat. Shloshim, afilo amra tzichani mechalina leta shabbat. Aval, osim ayedei armai, kerevu labrei de rabbi loy. Deoma kotzer chichole, nasin ayedei armai b'shabbat. Rav Amnuna, deoma Rav Amnuna, davar she'in bo sakana, omer lenoch rivi ase. Om rivi yonamre shmuel chaya shloshim yom. Lama yuchata, amri nardoi letfila. But that's not really true. Loshna chaya, loshna chole, loshna yimata gishamim, loshna yimata chama. Midiit ma'am rabchia baravana mashmul haikis davin istanein, osin lo midura filu bitkufat tamuz. Shmul tzokhele taktacha de shaga, revira tzokhele petura de yonah, the rabbi tzokhele shar shifa, v'yomele abaya le rabbi v'okavra, marmishim bal tashchit, v'yomele bal tashchit de gufay odifli. Omer revira marav, v'yolam yimkor adam korot beito, ויקח מנהלים לרגליו, הגיז דם, אין לו מה יאכל, עם כל מנהלים שברגליו, ויספיק בהם צורכי סעודה. And how do you find צורכי סעודה? רב אמר בשר, שמואל אמר יין. רב אמר בשר, נפשה חולף נפשה. שמואל אמר יין, סומקה חולף סומקה. שמואל ביום הדב הנמילת האב לתפשיל את התחלי. רבי יוחנן שתי עד הנפק תהי מיוני. רב נחמן שתי עד הכפי תחלי. רב יוסף שתי לנפק מריב דקוסילתה. Rav Mahadar Khamra Bar Tlata Tarfi, Amrul Rinakh Bar Yitzhak Rabbonin, Bam Tutu Minakh, Yumada Kosa, Imrul of Yitaychu Nachmanik Lala Gabon. The Kulu Arumi Asir Bar Mihai Arma the Shori, Hai Mandi of Milta Vilaev Shalai, Lishka Zuza Maka, Vilazi Lashaf Hanut at Tim Shirav Yuta, Vilo, Lecha Shaf Tam Luchmata Vilashu Bishko Betside, Venigde Bishimsha. Avlat Ashkech el Shvud Garim Bishim Shamalei. Tachima the Yudai Bisham Yavitava. Omalei, well, it's a Yumad Akazur. Voloi, Elika Yumad Malik Bashim Shibuli Shat and Yumad Nafkabet Kuvat Stamus. But he didn't want to let Avlat know about that. There's ever loy in Lila. Rabbi Shmuel Amr Tavayu Kola Mekil Besudat HaKazat Dan Mekilin Lo Mizonotav Min HaShamayim Vomrim Ha Hu Al Chayav Lo Chas Ani Ochus Alav Rabbi Shmuel Amr Tavayu Haman Dekavid Milta Lo Leite Vech Dekorek Zika Deo Mashaf El Yom No Mukim La Reviyat Avati Zika Vashaf Minei Vati Lidei Sakana Shmuel Avi Rabbi Vavid Milta Bebeit Reshef Levinat Avaricha Yom Echada Avad Vargish Benavshe Badak Vechosar Chadaricha Rav Shmuel Amr Tavayu Haman David Milta Lito Midi Vada Leifot Dilo Tai Midi Poga Vashikva Yarka Apet Yipoga B'man Dekoto Nav Shamit and Yipoga B'dover Acher Kosh L'dover Acher Rav Shmuel Amr Tavayu Haman David Milta Lishay Purta Vada Leiko Diom Amar Chamisha Dvarim Krovim L'mita Yotem Anachayim Veloin Alchal V'yamad Shatav V'yamad Yashan V'yamad Hikizdam V'yamad Shilesh B'tato V'yamad Omer Shmuel Pursi Dedam Akot Latin Yuma Bein aprakim, yimayit, bein aprakim again, yalzu yimayit again. V'yom hashbu purz l'dom achad b'shabata, arba umale b'shabata. But never, never on a Monday of a sheni v'chamishi lo. De'om amar mishi yeshu zchut avot, yakiz dam b'sheni v'chamishi. Shebezen shomale b'shabata shavin ke'achad. Why not b'tlata b'shabata my time alone? Oh, that's b'shum dekaim alei ma'adim b'mezuzi. Male shabata naimi kaim b'mezuzi. Kivit dosh b'rabim, shem repsoyim Hashem. Omer shmo arba'a, which is the fourth day of the month, Arba'ah, which is the 14th day of the month, Revi'i, Yom Revi'i, meaning, which is the 24th of the month, and Revi'i, where there's not 4 days after in the month, is Sakanta. Rosh Chodesh, V'sheni lo Chulsha, Shlishi lo Sakana. Malo Yom Atuva, Chulsha. Malo Yom Atzarta, Sakanta. Goes Rabbanan, Kuli Malo Yom Atava, Mishum Yom Atava, the Atzarat. The Nafik Beziko, Shmei Tvoach. דילו קיבלו ישראל תורה, אביטבחו בישראל ולהמיו. אומר שמו לא חכית ואיקיז דם לא איקיז על אותה חיטה. ואני מילא לרפואה, אבל הוא כולו מקב. המקיז דם שתיע לאלתר, אכילה עד חצי מיל. היא באה לו שתיע לאלתר מעלה, ואתה הכי קושי, אותם לא קושי ולא מעלה. תהיה כל. Forget about it. I never knew what they were talking about. The Koshrina Tabur, turn around, Koshrina Tabur, forget about Koshrin, even Chutchin. The Tomnim Yashil Yak, Deshe Cham of Lot, Omer Shimagalil, Benot Melachim, Tonot, Bisphalim Shashemen, Benot Ashirim, Bisphogim Shotsemer, Benot Aniim, Bimochin, Omer of Nachan, Omer of Barabo, Omerav, Halacha Krab Yossi, Omer of Nachan, Omer of Babu, Omerav, Modim Chachamim Rab Yossi, בתבוש השני תינוקות שחותכים, מיתם המנת חיידדי. ואומר נחמן אמר רבא ברבו, אמר רב כל האמור בפרשת תוכחה, עושים לחיה בשבת שלם, ומולותייך ביום הולדת אותך, לא חרת שרך, במים לא רוחץ למישהי, ואומלך לא נלך, תבחתה לא הוכתל, ומולותייך ביום הולדת, מכאן שמיידים את הולד בשבת, לא חרת שרך, מכאן שחותכים התבור בשבת, במים לא רוחץ למישהי, מכאן שלא חצינה, עבלת בשבת, ומלך לא ימלך מכאן שמוכין עבלת בשבת, הוכתה לא הכתת, מכאן שמולף אפין עבלת בשבת, עד מנהלך מפנים, פעמים אלה.
רביעי באלול, תקוף חוף תת, סבא ג'וש has been practicing, בואו נקיעת שופר, and for the ending of the parak that will be coming later today. That's right, but today we're going to start on the bottom of the Pesach Daled, and we got right up to the three lines up from the bottom, which finally begins to discuss what the timing is, what is considered to be a chaya, that is to say a new mother, until what point is she considered to be misukenet. Omer Yudonish, chaya kol zman shakever patuach, bein amrat zirchani, bein lo amrat zirchani, mechalalina leyat ha-shabbat. So we have certain things that we know are norms, so the Ritva explains it, that we know are norms even if we don't have medical opinions for how it is that we deal with women who just gave birth or giving birth, and those are things that are we have a right to believe need to be done even though she insists she has no interest and it doesn't need it and so on. Nonetheless, we will be Mechal Shabbos in order to do it. But this is only so long as the cervix is open. Nistam HaKever, now the truth is we'll see later on that Kozman Shakever Patuach or Nistam HaKever is not literally that we check to see if the cervix is open or not, but rather what's considered to be an actual closure, or is the fact that there's no muscular opening of the cervix isn't the issue over here, but the point is there's still a weakness from the effect of the birth. And that's defined by the number of days that have passed since the birth. So as long as Nistam HaKever, Bein Amrat Zvichani, although the Rosh's Girsa is Amrat Zichami Mechalin Aleihat HaShabbat, Lo Amrat Zichami Ein Mechalin. So, in other words, if she insists that she feels faint or she needs something, it's clear to her that she needs it, again, in the absence of any clear medical opinion, we do what she says. But if she doesn't say that she needs it, then we won't be Mechal HaShabbat. That's how Ravashi is. Marzutra has it differently. And he says, Amr Rav Yerom Shmuel Chaya, Kol Zman Shakever Patuach Bein Amrat Zirchani Bein Amrat Ein Zirchani Mechal Nina Leyat HaShabbat, which we said before, the Lashon was Bein Lo Amrat Zirchani. Here it's, even if she says, I don't need, I'm telling you, I don't need it, nonetheless Mechal Nina Leyat HaShabbat, but in that Nistam HaKever, Amrat Zirchani Mechal Nina Leyat HaShabbat, Lo Amrat Zirchani Ein Mechal Nina Leyat HaShabbat. And then, as in other words, according to him, we will be Mechal Shabbos if she says that it's Zichron. Omer Ravina Marimah, so that means Marzutra actually was saying it Lekula, and Ravashi was saying it Lechuma. Which one should we follow? Yilchus HaKeman, after Nistam HaKever. Omer Lei, Halacha Kamarzutra, because Safek Nefashot Lakel. When we have two Shitot, and we're dealing about Safek Nefashot, so certainly we should be Mako, and as long as she thinks that she needs something, we'll be Mechal Shabbos for her. Omer Abayin, asked the Gemara, how do we define Ptichat HaKever? Omer Abayin, Misha'a Sheteshev Al HaMashber, when she's actually sitting down on the delivery chair, it's at that point, and obviously she's been sat down there because the Bechaya feels that she needs to deliver at this point. That's called Ptichat HaKever, without any further ado. We're going to Breda of Yeshua, I don't need to get to that point. is Misha'ash Adam Shotek Yored, from the time that she starts to bleed heavily, that's already considered to be a Pticha Takeva. And some say, V'aymina Misha'ash HaKabroteha Nosototah Ba'agapeha, from the point where she can't walk really on her own, she's supported by her friends to go from one bed to another, that's already Pticha Takeva. Adbatai Pticha Takeva, from Rabbi Yeshlosha Yamin. For 3 days, it will be Mechal Shabbos, even if she claims she doesn't eat. Ravam Mishmein Rebbe Yehuda, Shiva, it's 7 days. And others say it's 30 days. And in fact, in Naradoi, they defined it in three stages, that there's a 3, a 7, and a 30. So they said, like, you find Shlosha, you find Shiva, and you find Shloshim. The din of Shlosha Yamin from the birth is Bein Amra Tzrichani, Bein Amra Lo Tzrichani, Mechalalina Le'at HaShabbat. We are not going to rely on her, because it could simply be that she's suffering from some breakdown in the sensitivity of her pain thresholds, sensitivity to what's happening in her body, simply she's overwhelmed. She doesn't realize that she needs it, so why should we take her word for it? Therefore, we're Mechal Shabbos, even if she claims that she's feeling perfectly well. Up till Shiva Yamim, so Amra, from, no, it's from the end of the 3 to the end of the 7, Amra Tzrikha Amin Mechal Dina Le'at HaShabbat, if she says she feels that she needs something, we're Mechal Shabbos. Amra Lo Tzrikha Amin Mechal Dina Le'at HaShabbat, but if she says she doesn't need it, then we won't. Shloshim, hafilo matzrichani mechalim nilayat haShabbat. If it's already past 30 days, then, right, so now, between the 7 and the 30, even if she says, I don't feel good, we won't be mechal Shabbos directly, havalosim ha'yedei armai. We will assume that she is ill, but not misukenet. And whenever someone is ill without sakana, we are certainly mechal Shabbos, but not with Jews, as we're matra mira lenofri. So that's keravula bereda rabbi loyd, on a kol tzorchei cholat. Anybody who's not feeling well are allowed to be done Naasina Yedei Aramai B'Shabbat, can be done by a non-Jew on Shabbos. So said also Rav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna, Davar She'in Bo Sakana, Omer Lanofri Bo Seh. If there's a need which is not going to be Mesakein, the person who's feeling ill, but he's really feeling sick, so then we are on the call of Shabbos for him, but not Al Yedei Yisrael. Omer Rav Yudah Meshmur, L'chaya Shloshim Yom. Now, since he only mentioned 30 days, it was the mashma'ut, this is the Rishon Mazmir, it was the mashma'ut that he was not referring to the 30 days that the Nardoi had spoken about, because otherwise he would have mentioned all the shirim together. If he's saying something about 30 days, he must be referring to some other element, not to Chilul Shabbos Ayyidei Armai. So what then was he referring to? Amin Nardoi Litvila. That what Shmuel was saying is that a woman after childbirth should not go to the mikveh before 30 days have passed, because of the chance of getting chilled in the mikveh. And therefore, forget about it. This is only not to go to the mikveh if she doesn't have her husband nearby. If she has a husband, then actually, if she goes to the mikveh in order to sleep with her husband, then the sleeping with her will warm her up. And then there's no sakona that she's going to get sick from a chill. So she goes into cold water and then doesn't have anything that really warms her internally. It was actually a maisa of Rava's own wife, which was Batid Ruchista, where she was Tovla Begot Lasin Yumi, she looked at Nebala. She was very machben on Tyrus and so on, so she had gone to the mikveh after birth, before 30 days had passed, and indeed she got a bad cold. It's 10 years, she got chilled. So Vamtuila Arsa Batid Rava the Pumbadis actually carried her in her bed to her husband, Rava, who was at that time of Pumbadis, and she had gone back home. So they carried her to Pumbadis in order to be able to have relations with her husband, which they felt would warm her and restore her strength. Omrav Yudah Meshmul. Osin, I mean, definitely had some hot relations. Omrav Yudah Meshmul. Osin Medura Lechaya B'Shabbos. All he said was, you're allowed to build a fire for a woman who delivered a child, even though it's Shabbos. So some of you know. So first of all, he thought that there's something unique about a chaya. In other words, a regular chol, it's not important. They're so hot, but a chaya requires, she can get easily chilled. So he thought that's only lechayayin, but not for normal chola. And furthermore, he made the mistake of thinking that it was b'yamota geshamim tafka, not b'yamota chama. And actually, neither of those is true. Because Reb Chiya Bar Avin actually quoted Shmuel in another case, that's a lahikis dam benitz tamim. That is somebody who was mekis dam, which was very common in those days, and until very recently, is the primary way of treating illness, would be to let blood. But obviously, this could easily reduce a person's resistance and so on, so they could get chilled. So a student woman do it after the kufat time. If it's the middle of the summer, can you make a fire for this guy? As a matter of fact, it once happened that Shmuel himself felt chilled after letting blood, and they didn't have any firewood in the middle of the summer. All he had was this gorgeous teak chair that he had imported, and they went and they burnt it in the fireplace to warm him up. Tzolchu lay taktaka de shaga. And Rabbi Yehuda, he had the tzolchu lay, batura de yuna. It's a Rashi says, type of eris. It's a table, but it's made also out of very expensive wood. And they burned that up for him. Rabba once got chilled, and tzolchu lay shashifa. They went and they burned up his stool. So Abaya said to him, what about Baltashis? What are you doing over here? I'm like, Rabbiya l'Rabba, v'hakov ar ma'amishum Baltashit. I'd rather not destroy my body and destroy the chair. What kind of baltashkit? But they actually bring this gemara halacha, b'nogeya, how much? In other words, somebody says, "Well, yeah, but baltashkit." But if I enjoyed it, so it's not baltashkit. Let's say I'm a pyromaniac, so I get pleasure out of burning down homes. You know, so okay. So I mean, if you can afford it. There's no baltashes, because I get pleasure from it. From here you see that it's not that there has to be a baltashes. That's obviously. But stam to say, I enjoy it. Why do you just say I enjoy it? Please? What do you care how much money I'm ready to pay for my pleasures? It gives me a kick to light my cigar with a $5 bill. Everybody looks at me like I must be a millionaire. It's not worth $5 now and then. You know, you can get better terms on your loans.
But that is
baltashkes. Some bring right from here that it's dafka because baltashkes, the goof is odd, but to say I feel better with it is not enough.
It's not called baltashkes.
Right, because it's so conspicuous and it's so blatant that it's beyond the need that it doesn't make sense to do.
It's only $5, not $10.
I managed to do this with my bank, despite the fact that I have an overdraft continually. They are convinced. Having once lit my cigar with a $5 bill, they are convinced that I have oil wells somewhere, and that all they do is, instead of saying, why don't you cover your overdraft, they say, if one day you would move some resources over here to our bank, we'd be very grateful. Omer Avir Omer Rab, Olam Yimkor Adam Korot Beitov Yikach Minalim L'Ragmav. A person, if necessary, should sell the roofing of his home, but walk around with shoes. It's interesting, it used to be, there were many tkufot, that the only people who wore shoes were Jews, among peasants. A shoe was considered to be, to wear a shoe. You can't get tough enough to walk around without a shoe. No, you got to spend money on shoes. This was the Shasali called Sarki, is that bracha, that which is miyafir in order.
A lot of cases in the Holocaust, the shoe meant survival. You got a shoe, good shoe, many stories like that. Right,
that was in that climate, not in both. But you should know that Hiki's dumb. If you had a bloodletting and you don't have food for after the bloodletting, you're feeling schwach, sell your shoes and buy yourself tzorchei suda, go out and buy a hamburger. What exactly is tzorchei suda? I mean, is that a hamburger taco? So Rav says, yes, tzorchei suda is boser. But Shmuel says, no, tzorchei suda for post-hakosa is yayin. Rav amar boser, because remember that it was, again, this is until very, very recently, was the idea of sympathetic medicine was extremely... central to the way of thinking. I mean, even in the West, until very, very recently. So Rav said, you eat basar, because basar is equivalent to what's lost, and it's because you can't drink blood, so the closest you get to nafsha is basar. The basar has those ingredients, the iron and whatever it is the blood has. But Shmuel says, drink wine, because the wine is red, and you lost your red blood, so you should have sumka, call up sumka. Good to have those red ingredients to take the place of the red ingredients that you lost. And Shmuel, b'yom at the other milsa, hatavei tafshila de takhre. When Shmuel would let blood, so they would make him a tafshil out of spleen, which where the chol is bloody and red, and so it would fit both issues. For Shmuel was great. Thank you. Rabbi Yochanan shati adanatik tiyamiyuni. Now Rabbi Yochanan, he would drink wine, and he would drink so much wine until you could actually get the odor of the wine coming out of his ears, because it would his blood would actually say, yeah, you get this sometimes, I'm sure, but you don't drink that much.
You have to try that.
but it's clear there are times in which you can tell that you can actually tell the smell of what it is that you're drinking, because it comes through the surface of capillaries, and near the surface of his ears, you can actually smell it. Reb Nachman, Shasi out the coffee tackle. Reb Nachman, what do you have to make a tafshil of tchol? He's drinking enough wine to pickle his own clothes. And that's how much wine he had. Rav Yosef Shati had nothing to read that he could seal that. Rav Yosef would drink enough wine until you could smell the alcohol coming out of the wound that the puncture, the barber had made the puncture wound. Rabbah Mahadar Akamar Bar Tlasat Sarfe. And Rabbah would be careful to get really powerful wine that had a number of different lashonos what this means exactly. Bar Tlasat Tarfe, there's one mashmaut in Rashi, but it's an interesting Girsa question. Because Rashi says over here, this is interesting, I'll show you my Girsa, how to learn the Rashi, which gives some people to change the Girsa. Rashi's Bar Tlasat Tarfe means that it was Ben Shalosh Shanim. What is he talking about? That it's 3-year-old wine, and that the vine had grown 3 new layers of leaves from the time that it was niklat. Understand? So if he also means 3 years, so you already get 3 tarfa. What is it supposed to say? Some learn that the gears is not misha niklat, but rather the correct gears is instead Mishan Nil cut. Now, from the time it was last cut in the Lakita, it grew now 3 new leaves, 3 new layers, so that this is like coming out of the brand new growing. Seems to make sense. But it's wrong.
But not 3-year-old wine.
No, no, the 3-year-old, yes, but the other thing. That's the whole point. Rashi isn't saying that wine is 3 years old. That's not the point. Saying that you have over here. It had to be 3 years old as a vine because otherwise it would have been arva. Since he just replanted it, Misha Niklat, the new plant was not Niklat in where it was. So he had obviously transferred it with enough to live. So he's saying it now started regrowing in its new place. So that must be Misha Niklat. I'm like, what do you mean 3 tarfi? It can't be a brand new vine because a brand new vine that only has 3 tarfi would be arva. So it's got to be talking about that you transferred it. So Misha Nikolat, it grew 3 new branches. He's not saying the 3 tarfe is 3 years. That is just telling you that you should understand, obviously we're talking about, that it had already grown beyond the Yisra of Arlo. So it was Ben Shalashani. Now from the time it was Nikolat, it grew 3 tarfe.
It was replanted, so it's another 3 years of Orly afterward?
No, it was replanted with its dirt. So it was enough to survive, so you don't have to start counting again. Now it was Nikolat in its new place and it started blossoming.
But what is Tanakimo?
The mother is the wine, the source of the wine.
How come when they drink so much, it's not a type of Baal Tashkid?
How come what?
When they drink so much, it's not a form of Baal Tashkid. I mean, how can you use your mind to do your boobs on
A man would destroy an entire industry, and he would say that that's not Baal Tashkid. What are we going to do with you?
Wait for what? Let's see. If you replant, you have to wait for what?
No, it's just talking about what kind of wine. It's got to be strong wine, fresh, strong, geschmack.
Yeah,
but it can't be Arlo.
Yeah, but when you replant it, I don't just wait for 3 months.
Wait for what? For the wine.
You just wait for 3 years.
I said for the quality of wine that's good for post hakaza.
Yeah.
Until it grows 3 new rows of leaves, branches.
3 new rows of leaves. Every wine has rows.
I haven't seen any of this coming out of there. From the time that it was now replanted in its new locations, now it's beginning to really sprout up. It's a good red, it's the equivalent of a good red-blooded American.
It has to get over the aftershock.
This is an adolescent child, an adolescent boy, good red blood. So you're saying an adolescent vine. No, yes, but that's why Rashi says post 3 years.
Yes,
yes. We're looking for, as we say, we're looking for red. So we need something really red to say we had red blood. That's
what how long does it take to do?
However long it takes. Depends on the temperature. Depends whether there's anything exciting going on. Has it been so long?
When you go for grapes before it's fermented?
No, that's the point. It's already an older vine. It's its second bar mitzvah. That's what we're planning over here. Okay. Yeah. Omalu Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rabbanan Bamtuta Minayich. Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak told the Rabbanan in his Beit HaMidrash, he was very concerned with the fact that they were living in not in the best of financial circumstances, so he said to them, listen, I'm asking you a favor. Bamtuta Minayich B'yumad HaKazah, when you know you're going to let blood, Im Levit Levitayichu, go tell your wives that Nachman is coming to visit. Referring to himself, from Nachman. Tell them Nachman's coming to visit. Maybe I'll change my mind at the end of the day. We might have a geschmacker meal, because she's not going to make it for you, you know, his wife. She'll make it for me. So because of that, we can lie a little bit. The kulavumi asiri barmi hai arma the shari. You normally are not allowed to play games with a storekeeper, but this you're allowed to do because of the sakana. And it's the following: hai ma the yavid milsa v'lo efshalei. Somebody who had blood let and simply doesn't have enough money to get wine. Lishko zuza maka. Let him take a low quality zuz that the chenveni will undoubtedly not want to accept from him. So he's unable to buy the wine. Okay, but it's up to the chenveni to make that decision. Now, before you buy, it's like, you know, the kids are really, really needed ice cream, and there's no money. What do? It's obvious. You go into Ben and Jerry's or Baskin Robbins, and you ask them, can I try a little of that? Can I taste a little of that? And by the time you go through all 37 flavors, you have yourself a pint of ice cream, you don't have to pay a penny. So basically what you do is you go into the wine cellar, and you will taste the wine. Say, okay, I like that wine. Give me a pint. And you give him the Zuzamaka. The guy says, I'm not going to take this. Get out of here. So you go to the next store. You do the same thing. And so you finally get enough to drink whatever beer and wine that you need, and then you'll be fine. So Lezer Leshev Chanuta, go to seven stores, because this is the shear of Te'ima. To add up the shear of Te'ima, comes out that seven Te'imas gives you, in fact, a Revias. Ad Toim Shear Revias. That way you'll get yourself a Revias to drink, and because of the difficult circumstances, we allow you to do this, that. At least if you wanted to take the Zuz, you could take it. The Yulah, if you don't even have the Zuz, a Maka, what do you do then? So Yulah, Leko Shav Tami Uchmata, take yourself seven dark dates, the Lesh of Mishka Betzideh, and then take some oil and rub it across your forehead, the Nigne Beshimsh, and go to sleep in the sun.
Warm you up.
And that'll really warm you up, get you into good sweat. And then, this was their equivalent of, you know, suntan lotion. You know.
This is all just about not getting a chill after giving blood.
After getting blood, right. Avlet was a famous Goyish doctor, was friendly to Shmuel, and he found Shmuel sleeping in the sun. On my lay, says to Shmuel, Chachima de Yehudoi, you're supposed to be the great Chacham of the Jews. You're sleeping in the sun. You're a doctor. You don't know about skin cancer. What the heck is wrong with you? Visha mihavitava, what, something bad is going to turn good. What? How could you do such a thing? So Amalei, so Shmuel told him, Yumada kazahabi. Today I was chilled and I had a bloodletting and I had no choice. So I have to risk the sun exposure to the Velodi, and that isn't even true. That's not what happened. What actually happened is that Shmuel knew that there was one day out of a year in which the sun is actually good for you. But he didn't want to give out professional secrets to Avlet. He wasn't going to tell him. So Elaika Yumada Mali Bashimsha Bekule Shata Yuma. And that's Yumad and Aflavat Kufas Tamas. There's one day out of the year that the sun is good for you, and that's enough for the whole year. And that's the day in which Kufas Tamas is chal. The son of Lord Yigli, they would have to tell him. I'm going to tell him. So instead, he made up the story that it was the Yumad Akosa.
The longest day of the year?
Kufa of Tamas? Of Tamas, yeah. Sorry. Is it the
Shiloh?
You mean the Girsa?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, with the assumption here. Rabbi Shmuel Damit Arvai, Kol HaMekel B'Sudat HaKazat Dam Mekilin Lo Mizonotav Men HaShemayim. Somebody who doesn't eat well after HaKazat Dam is going to give up his Parnasa Men HaShemayim. Why? Because in the Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically says, you know what? Hu Al Chayav Lo Chas, Ani Av Lo Salav. The guy doesn't care about his own life, and I'm supposed to take care of him. Can't care more than he does. Rabbi Shmuel Damit Arvai, this is, by the way, as you know, J.D. Salinger's definition of what's the word? Don't you remember? Quoted this so many times. There you go. These senior moments. forgot the word. But anyway, someone who cares more than God. What is the? Okay, it'll come to me. So it says, well, Chayav Lochat, somebody doesn't care about his own life. I have to say, both will care about him. Rabbi Shmuel Damit, about high man, the other meal, some. Lolei Sevecha, the Karev Zika. Somebody who's going through a bloodletting should not sit in an area where there's a wind. Because Dilma Shafile Yumna, Umukim Larviata, you know, that barber might get carried away a little bit and let out so much blood that you've got just enough to survive on. And then Ati Zika, Vesharshmini, all you need is a little bit of wind there, which will cause you to sweat more, And then you lose that blood, a little extra bit, and that puts you over the edge. And then who knows? You could faint, you could die. So then that's the day sakana. Shmuel, Avirog, Yavav, and Mitzvah, Beit, Shav, Levinaya, Ba'arifa. Now Shmuel was very careful to make sure that he always did a bloodletting in a building that had such thick walls, to make sure there was no air that was getting in there, that it was seven bricks plus an arifa, which is a half a brick, thick. That's how thick the wall would be. And he once went into a place to have a bloodletting. Yumachad Ovad Bargish Benash, and he felt weakened after the bloodletting. So he checked, and he found out it only had seven bricks thickness. It wasn't seven and a half bricks. Oh my God. So then, Badak Bechasa Chadarichai found that the wall wasn't quite as thick as it should be. So all these guys that are shaving their walls in the road, they don't know what's really getting in. You gotta be careful. Rav Shmuel Dami Tavar, Hai Mandi Avin Nilsa Vitai Midi, Vahadar Leifuk. Vilotai Midi. Before going out of the room, make sure that you have something to eat. Of course, it's good advice for giving blood too. As a matter of fact, they had a program speaking of the Ben and Jerry's, where they would give you free Ben and Jerry's if you gave blood. There you go.
Pine for a pint. The Red Cross.
That's right, pine for a pint.
The Red Cross, they used to give you orange juice.
Orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Beef. Yeah. That's enough to kill you on a good day. What is it, Richie? What did J.D. Salinger say?
I don't know.
How do you define government? Why is this? The Elotai Mide, if you didn't eat anything before going outdoors, Ipaga Bishkava. Now, if you happen to meet a zombie walking by, he's really dead. There's a lot of dead people out there. So then Yarka Ape, your face can turn jaundice. Ipaga Bamanda Kotal Mashna, if you meet a murderer, there's even more of those. So then he can die. And you talk about Dover Acker, if he meets a little piggy walking by, then Kosher Dover Acker, that can cause him to get Sarat, because they're always a simon of those Menugayim themselves. Rabbi Shmuel Damit Dover Haman Devin Yosef Lishi Kurt of Hotel Lake. Somebody who just had a bloodletting should not stand up suddenly, because he can get he can swoon out of low blood pressure. And actually, it's interesting. One of these things is scientifically documented. There's five things that you're closer to death than life. You eat cholent on Shabbos and then you stand up. That is absolutely dangerous. I mean, anybody knows to get up after a cholent on Shabbos, you move your chair very slowly. You gradually lift yourself. If you put yourself out too much, you lift yourself. Suddenly, it's clear that you could keel over. The other one is you have to know. Is Shatav Yamad, you have yourself a good drinking session. Again, this is natural in pubs. You never saw anybody pop up in a pub. Get up slowly, it's part of the whole culture. And otherwise, you're a Karav Lomisa. Yashan Yamad, or somebody who was sleeping and stood up suddenly. Now, this is actually, it turns out, extremely dangerous. And most heart problems, or sudden heart attacks and so on, indeed, seem to occur at times in which people have woken up. And he got out of bed too quickly. So the sudden drop of blood pressure simply put you over the edge. So this is Korov Lemisa Yezim Nefai, which is interesting. Hikiz Dam V'amad, getting up suddenly after Akos Hasdam, and Shimesh Mitatov V'amad, getting up suddenly after intercourse. Omer Shmuel, Pursa the Dama, the way to spread out Akazad Dam, is called Tzlat Yuma, every 30 days, it's good for you. Now, Ben HaPrakim, now we hear he's envisioning life stages, as the equivalent of early development life stage. So Ben HaPrakim means after 40, as you're getting on in the day, Yima'et. So then you go down to once every 2 months. Ben HaPrakim and their twilight years after 60, Yachzor Yima'et, should be Mama'et even more. You're going to go down to once every 3 months. V'yomar Shmuel, Pursa D'Doma, furthermore Shmuel said, the best time, as far as what day of the week you have, Chad B'Shabbata, Arba'a Umali Shabbat. You have Sundays, and you can have Wednesdays, and you can have Fridays. But not Mondays and Thursdays. Yomar Mar, Mishi Yeshua Zchut Avot. You've got to be very sure, if you get a lot of Zchuyas up there in the Shemayim, to go ahead and to be Mekiz Dam on Mondays and Thursdays. Because after all, Mondays and Thursdays, that's when both the Beit Din Shemala and the Beit Din Shemata are sitting. That's a day of Din. You don't want to be looked at on a day of Din. So it's best to avoid those kind of times. So therefore now, wait, but that's Mondays and Thursdays. But how come, what's wrong with Tuesdays? You said only, you didn't allow Tuesdays either. Ah, Tuesdays is a different issue. My time alone. Mishum de kaimele madin bezovi. That's because Mars is mishamish on Tuesdays at even hours. And therefore, Mars being a sign of blood and so on and so forth, is a bad time to take your chances with bloodletting. Now this is a rather simple idea in which we count the mazalot in order of their appearance and their horizon, starting from the time of Brias, not Brias Eilam, but Brias Achama. At what point Nitla Chama Berevi? So the Seder, as a matter of fact, you know, I think we should do this Rashi. It's a brief Rashi that gives us all of it. The kind of like Ma'adim Bezavi, Shemazal Ma'adim Mishameshba B'Sha'ot Zugot. Now, Mazal Ma'adim, as we all know, is the god of war. It's Mumuna Alacherev, Aladever, Alapuranum. So, and furthermore, Zugot, we know, are not a good idea from Psachim. This is the Rashut HaShedim. So Puranutum Muhammim. Now, the normal order of the Mazalos, the symbol, Simon to remember, is a Shatzam Chankal, which is not a curse out of Harry Potter, but rather which stands for the names of the Mazalos. In other words, starting from Seder HaShaot, Kishenitlu HaMe'orot HaMazalot. So Sha'ar Rishona, Sha'Revi B'Shabbat. You start Revi B'Shabbat, which is when the Ma'oros were created. So you start with Shabtai, so you start now with Saturn, move on to Tzedek, that's the Shatz, which is Jupiter, and then you go to Ma'adim, which is Mars, and then you have the sun rising, Akrav Chama, and then you have Nun, which is Noga, which is Venus, the Akrav Kochav, and then you have Mercury, the Akrav Levana, and then you have the moon, which is Nimtzu, Sheva Mazalot, Sheva Sha'ot. So this is the Seder now in which we see the Shlita of the Mazalot all the time, in this order. You finish 1 7-hour period of Shatzam Chankal, you start the next Shatzam Chankal. Now, if you figure that out, B'chozom Chalil Oliola, and you keep going with the Seder, Nimtza B'Seder Zelolam. It comes out, according to this, you will always have the Simanim of the Mazalot that are Mishamshim B'Tchilat Leile HaShavua. It turns out that you have a system by which the way to remember is Katshnash Chalam. In other words, on Motzei Shabbos, you start the day off with the Shah Shoshana is Mercury. That's Kochav. Always on a Monday, you will start off with Jupiter. V'chein b'seder hazeh. And therefore, to remember the beginning of the daytime is to remember Chalam Katznash. So in other words, Sunday begins in the daytime with Ches, which is Chama. Monday begins with Lamed, which is Levana. Tuesday begins with Ma'adim. Ah, now here we go. Now that means if the first hour on Tuesday is Ma'adim, then the eighth hour of Tuesday is Ma'adim. Now the eighth hour is already a time in which people may well go to the barber, and therefore they asked going to the barber on Tuesdays, because we don't want you to get confused and be in the time in which Ma'adim is Sholeit, which is a bad mazal. Ask the Gemara, but wait a minute, if that's the case, you find Ma'adim coming out on even hours at other times also. Male Shabbat on Erev Shabbos, Naimi Kami Bezuza. You also have, because Erev Shabbos, the Nun comes out, which is Venus, comes out to be at the beginning of the daytime. And then, if that's the case, if you first start with Noga, so then that means that Ma'adim comes out in the sixth hour. So why don't we Aser Fridays? And I got to tell you this story that happened to me. I mean, I'm sure it can happen to you easily. Just walk up the street and ask somebody. It's an amazing story. My wife had a nephew, a cousin, who became a Lubavitcher. It happens. So it turns out we were going to make Kiddush. Okay. We're going to make Kiddush, he was eating with us. And he says, but you can't make Kiddush after 5 o'clock. You can't find, yeah, exactly. You can't make Kiddush after 5 o'clock. Okay.
5 o'clock in the morning or the afternoon?
The afternoon. So what's the chat? So he goes and he asks, and this and that said, it's very deep timing of the Kabbalah. So I hopped right away. That's got deep timing of the Kabbalah. He means the simple Gemara over here with the Seder of Mazalos. Since it says the Ma'adim is B'Shar Shishi, it's B'Shar Shishi for 5 o'clock. That's 5 o'clock on the clock. So it turns out that in Lubavitch, they never make it 5 o'clock. This becomes of a deep timing of not making
Boston Rebbe. I heard about this from the Boston Rebbe also. Boston Rebbe also does not make Kiddush Friday night.
On the clock.
Yeah, on the clock. Yeah, yeah.
5 o'clock.
But it's based on Behekev. Michael Shabbos brings this down. Not this.
Yeah, but what's it making him? I think it's 5 o'clock. It shows beyond. It's not 5 o'clock on your watch. It doesn't go according to your watch. It's irrelevant. Your watch is completely irrelevant.
How does the Rambam, Shitas Rambam, that wrote to Onen, is not to do a Maisa?
With superstition.
Based on Nazalos.
As one of these.
Oh, that's only in Ramadan. And not to do a Maisa based on Nazalos. How would you deal with this tomorrow?
He's always putting down astrology very, very heavy. So the Gemara says, what about Erev Shabbos? So Erev Shabbos says, the Gemara is, you're right. It really wouldn't be a good idea. But the thing is, Kiva the Dashu, they rabbi Shomer Psaim Hashem. Since Lamaisa Erev Shabbos is a time that's very popular for our cousin. The reason being that people are poor. And on Erev Shabbos, anyway, they're making a good meal. Whereas if they do our cousin at any other time, they have to pay for an extra meal. So therefore, it makes the most sense to do our cousin on Erev Shabbos. So therefore, Shomer Psaim Hashem. Shomer Psaim Hashem means that people who want to be stupid and they don't pay attention to what's going on around them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of them anyway. This, of course, is the basis for the heterim to smoke. Because everybody wants to be stupid about something, so then it's not osur mitam sakona. The question is, of course, what if you're not psoim? When every box warns you that it's dangerous, you can't say that you're an idiot. You're not aware. That's a big shaila. In other words, originally, when the smoking findings began to come out, so there were a number of tshuvas that were put out, including by Rav Meisher, who referred to this Gemara, among other Gemaras. Obviously, not the only place we will find Dosh Bein Rabim is the Yisod Lahalach of what's considered to be non-sakana. Because, I mean, nowhere do we define statistically what is a sakana. I mean, taking a shower is a sakana, you slip in your shower. Crossing a street is a sakana, you're hit by a car. I mean, what defines sakana? So Chazal's definition of sakana is anything where low Dosh Bein Rabim, where people don't take for granted. It's like, that's Disha. Like in Akev, Mitzvah Shadam Dosh Bein Akev, that you don't think about it. But once it reaches a point in which you do think about it, and nonetheless you decide to take a risk, such as smoking, then those original truths are no longer applicable.
That's what he means.
You can't say that the guy is a shame of sandwich and he's Dutch. He's not Dutch, but possibly. Sometimes that's no longer Dutch.
No, you think that makes him more of a pesky?
More of a
pesky. Everybody knows.
Yeah, but it's not Disha. It's not something that you just step over. It's a major issue in somebody's life. But so he's specifically choosing to put himself into danger. That's already something which you don't say. Hulo chasalatzma, here chusalav, but on the contrary. Because he doesn't want to take care of himself. Why should I take care of him?
Pesai means fools.
Fools.
Well,
it's simple. Simple-minded. As far as what days are concerned, says Shmuel, Ravi Shuhu Arba'a. So if you have a Wednesday, which is also the 4th of the month, or the 14th of the month, or the 24th of the month, are all bad news for Hakaza, as is Ravi Deleka Arba Batrei. If you have a Wednesday, where there's not 4 days left to the month, without without Rosh Chodesh being Chal, is also considered to be a Sakana.
So if he uses the life to schedule like a C-section or an operation,
I don't know if it's an Aviyah necessarily. I mean, he's talking about a Kosa. Rosh Chodesh, Besheni Lo, cause Chulsha to do Hakaza. Shlishi Lo, third day from Rosh Chodesh is actually a Sakana. Erev Yom Tov is a Chulsha. Erev Shvuiz is a Sakana. The Rabbonin were gozer not to do Hakaza on any Erev Yom Tov, Mishum Yom Tov De'atzata, because of Erev Shvuiz. And the reason is because Nafik Be'zika Ushmei Tevolah, there's a special wind whose name is the slaughtering wind. And that was because if Klal Yisrael wasn't going to be mekabel to Teir on Shavuos, then they would have just gotten eaten up right there by Tavoach, which is the same idea as Kafaleim Harfi Gigit that we saw before. Omar Shmuel, Achal Chita V'ikiz Dam, Lo Ikiz Ela Lo Tachita. You want to eat something, I don't care how small it is, have one candy bar, and then you're going to go and get Akazat Dam. That Akazat Dam will do no good for anything but the candy bar. There's a sense of heaviness that comes after eating, which is what they would do Hakaza for, was to lighten themselves, take away that sense of heaviness. So if you're going to eat, the heaviness that you're going to relieve is the eating of that candy bar. V'hani mili refuah, it's not going to help you medically. Avalakulay mekel, the mice, it will make you feel better about the candy bar. Hamake is done. Shtiyali alta. You should drink immediately. Hachila at chatzi mil. You have until the time it takes to walk at chatzi mil to eat something. Now, what does that mean? Iboilu. Shtiyali alta is male. Only immediate drinking helps. Avo batar hachikashi, but beyond that, it's not good for you. Odima lo kashi lo male. It's not going to help you because it's too far away from the hakaza. I'm not sure what he meant. Iboilu. Achila, when you said you have to eat at chatzi mil, you're saying that up until then it'll still help you. It's restorative. But before or after chatzi mil, it's not good for you. Does it just mean it's not a restorative? It doesn't mean that it's dangerous in any way. Teku, I don't know what he meant. Machri is Rav. Rav used to say, if they're offering you meyakari bezuza, fine, you buy 100 pumpkins for a buck. Meyareshe bezuza, you want to buy 100 heads of animals. It's not much meat, but you know, fine, 100 for a buck. Buy it. That's okay too. But mea svani veloklun, if they offer you 100 lips for a buck, that's horrible meat. Don't buy it. Okay? So therefore, says Rav Yosef, you know, you finally explained life to me. When we used to learn the yeshiva by Rav Huna, you know, there's always days in which nothing seems to go, which everybody is sort of sitting around Daf Yomi and moaning, and they could barely get started in the morning. So those kind of days, Yumid and Mefag Rebbe Rabbonan, they would say, man, it's a real Yumid Esfami. It's a real lip day. I never knew what they were talking about. V'lo yadana maika amri. Now I understand what they're talking about. It's the kind of stuff that if they give you 100 days like this for a buck, forget about it. That's Rashi's pshat. And Tosfos has a fascinating cultural insight into this pshat, where he has, it goes like this. Mea karni bezuza, mea reishe bezuza. And he says that there were days when you had a sale on doing haircuts or on doing bloodletting. Karni, it was the same barber who did both. So they would sell 100 haircuts. You know, you could come in and you can buy up the whole yeshiva. And if they have zuza, he'll do the whole yeshiva. But there was also 100 mustache cuts. Which it will give you 100 mustaches, and that'll do for nothing. That we get him to come into the store, it's fine. Okay, so that's what Rav Yosef was saying. Yeah, okay, you could pay your buck for, and we'll do this. We'll do the lips for nothing. We'll do your mustache for nothing. So they used to call a day of work where you don't accomplish anything because you don't make any money a day of doing mustaches. That's all he did all day. Completely different way of looking at it. The kosher hatabur, Tana Rabbanan kosher hatabur, Rabbi Yosef and Av Chotchin. Furthermore, tomnim hashilya, b'dei she'achem havlad, that it was viewed as a refuah to take the placenta and to put it underneath either water, we'll see, or in blankets, and that way the child was supposedly going to warm up. Omrib shemen b'gamlil, b'not malachim, they take shemen, put it into a bucket, and put the placenta into a bucket. B'not hashirim, you can't exactly waste that all that oil. They use svugin shatzemen. They use balls of wool. But no taniim use leftover rags. Omrib nakron, omrib abavavu, omrib alochim rib yosi. You can actually cut the tabur. Yomrib nakron, omrib abavavu, omrib. Rib yosi, actually, chachomim agreed to rib yosi if you're talking about twins that were taken from the same placenta. So then, indeed, if you've got these identical twins, then you've got a problem, because then if you don't cut the tabur, is there more the tabur shal shnei tinokot shechotchim? You might time the menatche hadad, because then just to be kosher, they could still get into trouble in case there's any movement of one pulling against the other. They don't want any pulling on the tabur, so there for sure you can cut. Whatever was mentioned in Yecheskel's Tochacha, where he says, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, in which he views us, we take us over in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. So that's mitboseset b'damayev, b'amalav b'damayev chayis. And all of that, it talks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu discovered Klal Yisrael as a newborn infant, in which no one had cared for them. So it says, u'muladetayev b'yom huledetotav. And there you were on the day you were born, lo charat shareich, so that your tabur had not been cut. No one had washed you off and smoothed you down. Nor were you salted. Nobody diapered you. And I came along and I took over and I did everything that needed to be done for you. Obviously, it's one of these things. But since this is the chosen metaphor, it's clear that these are viewed as essential to the Baal. That's why we use it as a metaphor. So therefore, each one of those things, if we go through it, you find that that's what we're matir on Shabbos. Shinama, umolad tayek b'yom huledetotak, what does this mean? Nobody did it for you, except me. If the Pasuk mentions that it needs to be done, so therefore this is done. That means that you put on a little bit of salt water in order to get the skin to, in order to remove the covering on the skin to make it a little bit tougher. And then that you're allowed to. Now this doesn't mean, Rashi says, don't confuse this with a suvianuka. But again, a suvianuka, we said, was actually restoring a dislocated organ. But this is the lifufe, to swaddle the blood on Shabbos. Hadrin alok nefanim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo hevi kli me'erev Shabbat, neviyo b'Shabbat. Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that even things that are needed to prepare for a mitzvah of milah are dorka Shabbos if you hadn't got them. If you didn't bring a knife before Shabbos to do the milah, you know, it could have been done before. But machshirei mila, even that which is required in order to get to the mitzvah, which isn't the mitzvah itself, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is mutar on Shabbos, and therefore you actually would carry it on Shabbos through Rosh Hashanah, including any other tzarfei mila you should have done before but didn't. Then nonetheless, you're mechallel Shabbos for them to be continued.
Yeah,
we'll see what we can talk about.